Hello, welcome to Straight Outta Sumner. This is Kelly with the Sumner County Health Department. So last April, we received a call from the Kansas Prescription Drug and Opioid Advisory Committee out of Topeka, and they asked us what we were doing locally to address the opioid overdose crisis in our community. I think they asked because Sumner County had just had a cluster of overdoses that month. I believe it was 12. So my co-workers and I got together and came up with SCOOP, Sumner County Opioid Overdose Prevention Program. We want to empower communities and individuals who are most likely to encounter or witness an overdose by educating on the signs and symptoms of an overdose. Our hope is that this will help reduce overdose deaths. We will be traveling to different communities within the county starting in April to raise awareness on this crisis, so look for those dates to come soon. Public awareness is important, and by providing education to the public is a step we can take to hopefully prevent overdoses. So today with me, I have Jenny from Keeping Clean for COOP Foundation, and she is going to talk more on the foundation. So welcome, Jenny.
Thank you for having me, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So our foundation is called Keeping Clean for COOP. I myself am the aunt of a young man who I'll tell you a little bit about tonight that actually lost his life to a fentanyl poisoning. I am a pediatric nurse practitioner by trade, so I've been a child advocate my entire career. So as much as I don't like to do this talk because it is painful, it is incredibly important.
Absolutely.
And I think this message resonates with everyone, whether you have kids of your own, just no kids, but it's a really important message.
Yes, and when she said she's going to talk about it tonight, she actually has a presentation at the Wellington High School, I believe, for parents.
Parents and community, and then I'll be back on Friday to present to the middle school and then as well to the high school. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad they invited you here. So
me too. I feel very fortunate.
Yeah. So I don't want you to go completely into your presentation, but if you want to talk a little bit about what happened to COOP.
Yes. Yes. So Cooper was just a great kid. He was very outgoing, adventurous. He had the best smile, could light up a room, and it was contagious. He was fearless. He was very active from a little guy. He had no fear. He loved fast things. He liked high things. He was into extreme sports, and he was really just good at everything he could do. He was a self-taught natural. We often say he was fearless to a fault because he also, like most teenage boys, I guess maybe teenagers in general, thought he was invincible.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a Sunday afternoon, and Cooper was with some buddies at one of their homes, and my brother and sister-in-law received a phone call, a call that every family parent dreads, and that was they needed to get to the home where Cooper was, that he was having a medical emergency. They arrived, and EMT was there, and he was being resuscitated, and he was eventually taken to a hospital, and unfortunately, he did not survive. But we came to find a few days later that Cooper and four of his friends had bought two pills that they were told were Percocet, and between the five kids, they took those pills. So Cooper took less than half a pill, and when we got his toxicology report back, he had caffeine, fentanyl, and Narcan in his system.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not a Percocet pill, and that was really our family's first knowledge about these fake pills that are being marketed not only to our teenagers but to anyone who's really on social media or, you know, looking for
and
drugs.
Do you know how much fentanyl it takes?
So fentanyl is an interesting drug. It's an opioid, of course, as probably many people know, but opioids are really addictive, and so the amount to kill each person is different based upon their opioid exposure. So opioids are, you know, like morphine is an opioid. Obviously, that's used to treat people for pain who've had procedures. Mm-hmm. And so if you've had a fair amount of that, then your tolerance is going to be higher. So, you know, we certainly think that Cooper and his friends did not have a lot of experience with opioids. So you would assume that a small dose would be quite devastating. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious about the other boys as well. Were those pills that they took, you know, you said you broke them up, or they broke them up, were they also had fentanyl in them? And
so we don't know. Those boys were not tested. You know, after speaking with the kids, everybody felt bad. Like they all had some type of reaction. You know, being very tired, not able to really think clearly, move about, that sort of thing. However, Cooper was the only one that obviously got, you know, a lethal dose.
Yes. Hmm. Awful.
Very unpredictable.
Yes, parents' terrible. Worst nightmare.
Absolutely. So out of that tragedy, once we learned, you know, it's kind of crazy because, like I said, I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner. My brother's a nurse anesthetist. That's Coop's dad. His mom is a nurse as well. And so we were really struck and shocked because even though we feel like we're pretty smart and knowledgeable, mm-hmm. we had not heard of this. And so as soon as we started putting pieces together, we decided very quickly, even prior to Coop's funeral, that we needed to get this message out. We needed kids to know, parents to know, the community to know that these pills are readily available, they're unpredictable, they're not real, and that one pill is different from the next pill, and none can be trusted, and that you just can't take a pill that you buy on, you know, online or off the streets.
Wow, absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the foundation. I was on the website. I know that you guys are donation only or a 501c.
Yes, we're a nonprofit. We became a foundation, gosh, now it's probably going on close to 2 years. It is called Keepin' Clean for Coop, the Cooper Davis Memorial Foundation. We're on Facebook, Instagram, X. We kind of have a love-hate relationship with social media, as you can probably imagine, because a lot of these pills are sold on social media.
Yes.
But we also know that that's where people go for information. And so, yes, our foundation is a nonprofit, and our entire mission is to spread awareness and education about the danger of illicit or illegal fentanyl and the pills that are being sold to try to protect any other person, family, from a tragedy like ours.
Yes, and it's the kids didn't know what they were buying, and that's the scary part, I think, is what it's getting. You know, they thought it was Percocet, but it's being laced. Everything's being laced now with fentanyl, it seems like.
It's true, and I would say that when you read about it, you'll realize that it's not even really laced because they're absolutely fake pills.
Okay.
There's no Percocet in these pills. They're made to look like another type of pill, like a Xanax, an oxycodone, a Percocet, an Adderall. And these drug makers do a fabulous job. We've seen pictures of the pills that Cooper purchased, and they look exactly like like Percocet. So, you know, when the DEA confiscates these pills and they test them, they're just 100% fake. It's, you know, just different materials pushed together with some fentanyl sprinkled in. But they're colored, shaped, everything, just like what you would look at from a pharmacy and think is the real deal. So our take-home message is that, you know, unless this was prescribed by a physician, purchased at a pharmacy, it just can't be trusted these days.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Just a thought too, when you said they purchased it online, social media, did somebody have to go pick that up or was it like shipped to a house? That's what I kind of wonder, how kids are getting a hold of these pills.
You name it. You can arrange a meeting place. You can have it delivered to your door like Uber, yeah. Uber Eats. They're being sold at parties. I mean, it's just so many ways. And so social media, that platform is being used, you know, to market these. You can pay for them, you know, right, with an app, and then arrange for delivery or pickup. So it's just crazy.
It is. Oh my gosh. It's so accessible.
It's incredibly accessible. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Any other important topics that you want to touch base on?
You know, I like to talk a little bit about how these pills are made and why they're so dangerous, because I think it's a little bit confusing. And I think until you really hear an analogy that the DEA and we use all the time is something called the chocolate chip cookie effect. You're smiling. So, I'm sure you've heard it.
Can I tell you, we're getting ready in April. We're going to attend the DARE celebration, the DARE camp celebration. All are in the schools, and we are going to do, our table is going to be on the chocolate chip cookie effect.
Awesome.
So awesome. Yes, I smile because I've been learning about that as well. So yes, sorry to interrupt, but go ahead.
I love it. And when I go talk to kids, depending on how big the schools are, or the classrooms are, I often take chocolate chip cookies just to really push that analogy. But so the thing to understand about illegal fentanyl is that it is odorless, it's tasteless, and it's colorless. And so when it is mixed into these powders, these binding materials, and then pressed into these pills, you can't see it, smell it, or taste it. And so the way it's distributed in those pills, like we've already talked about, is really, really random. You know, so just like your chocolate chip cookies, you make the batter, you throw in the chocolate chips, you stir them together. When you put them out, each cookie has a different amount of chips. Some have a lot, some have very few, and occasionally some have none.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use that analogy because the pills that have, you know, these fake pills with the fentanyl mixed in is a identical situation, except you can't see the fentanyl, taste the fentanyl, or smell it. And so, you know, when you get a batch of pills, let's say, there's no guarantee which one is going to be that lethal dose and which one is going to actually be fine or maybe even get you a little high and start that addiction. So that is,
I think, scary.
Yes, very scary and just a great way to understand why, you know, you just can't trust a single pill.
Right, right. Well, that's good information. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So let's go back to, I want people to know how to reach you on your website.
Yeah. So we have our website for our information and more information about the foundation is www.CooperDavisMemorialFoundation.com. Kind of long, but you can also just Google Keepin' Clean for Coop, and that's KEPPIN apostrophe, and that will take you to all of our social media as well as our foundation link.
Awesome. Anything else you want to let the people know about?
You know, I think it is interesting, and I do like to share sometimes some of the information about just Kansas and where we are in this.
Absolutely.
If you're interested.
Yes, we are.
You know, I think we can appreciate living in the Midwest that we're maybe a little protected, maybe a little safer from some things. And I'd say that's not necessarily true. Things do eventually drift to the Midwest. And so we have seen this hit our community a little later, but I would say that it has not hit any less for sure. So we have a lot of good data that shows that Kansas is really not in a good place. And a lot of the information I really address is about our teens, because that's primarily the group we speak to. But we know that just from 2021 to 2022, Kansas saw an increase in teens between the ages of 15 and 19 of 40% in drug death growth. Wow. So that's looking at all drugs. So we were 40%, where the U.S. average was only 3%.
Wow.
And so if we looked at that data a few years ago, you know, the numbers may have been reversed, you know, on the coasts higher, less here in the Midwest. But it's definitely hit us. And then when we look at that information, like over a five-year span, what we know is that Kansas saw more than twice the increase in that death growth, higher than the national average, unfortunately. So we were at 120% and ranked seventh in the country. So it has hit us maybe a little later than the coast, but it's hit us every bit as hard, and particularly in our teenage to young adult range for sure. Yeah.
So what she's saying is, it's here, people. It's in our communities. It's in our backyards.
It is. And I think it's hitting, you know, our young people, because they're, you know, in that experimental kind of age. I'm a little older, and this is just a whole different drug scene than I think we've ever seen, just because there's no room for experimentation. The first time experimenting could be your absolute last.
Right. Yep, that's very a scary thought.
Yeah.
So
anybody who's listening, you know, share this information with your friends, your family, pretty much anybody who will listen to you, because I think being informed is obviously the best ammunition that we have, so that when people are out and maybe offered something, they can think back to this information that you've shared with them and make a really good choice, a choice to not experiment with something that can't be trusted.
Right. Parents need to be talking to their kids.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's nowadays, this is, I hope it's not a hard conversation to have. You know, we've had DARE in our schools for a long time. I think, you know, there's a lot of information. I feel like the DEA has done a really good job of getting information out. But, you know, I think this is just one of those things that, you know, it's not whether you're embarrassed or anxious about it. I think you have nothing to lose to absolutely have that conversation with your kids.
Absolutely. Very important. Okay. Well, I want to tell you, I admire what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we are going to do our part to also, make people aware of what's going on the best we can do, because that's what I feel like. Public awareness is important. The more people are educated, the better they know. They do.
Absolutely. So. Yeah.
Okay, great. I wish you luck tonight, and I will be in watching.
Awesome. I look forward to it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Straight Outta Sumner, and don't forget to like us on Facebook and check out our website at www.sumnercountyhealthdepartment.org.